coming to you from the HagmanReport.com studio. Located in the Keystone State, birthplace of a mighty nation, it's your host, Doug Hagman.
And welcome, folks, to this edition of the Hagman Report. Boy, I'll tell you, digital notes. Interesting how one has to look this way. Welcome to today's program. Today is Thursday, June 20, 2024. To my right? Hang on. How's that? Is that good? All right. You see, we don't do any, prep, camera prep before the show. There's a reason for that, and I'm not going to tell you what it is, because I don't know it myself. Seriously, folks, I got a great show lined up for you. Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com, obviously, is with me. Well, not obviously, because last week, I think he was on Wednesday, this week, Thursday, so. But he's with me now, and there's a lot to talk about. And, we were talking just for a few minutes right before the beginning of the show. The final dominoes are beginning to fall. It's going to affect one and all. You know how Steve likes to get that rhyme in there. And I think oftentimes that helps me remember the information and substance of the show. But
he's a modern day Seuss.
That's a compliment, right? I mean, I'd take that as a compliment.
Yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah, Dr. Seuss. Ah, my goodness. But, you know, if you don't kind of chuckle in a sense or laugh, you certainly might want to cry, because there's a lot of bad news out there, isn't there? Just a metric ton of bad news every single day. And, you know, we are in such Orwellian times right now, and I'm not going to. I mean, yesterday's show, folks, if you didn't catch it, I would urge you to watch it. I put a couple of snippets up on social media, just like 44 seconds, 53, something like that. But here's the thing. I'm doing the Biden thing now. Walk like, by the way, did you happen to see Eric the Tech, oh, my goodness. I don't know who did this. It was brilliant. Walk like an Egyptian. It was a Biden. Walk like Joe Biden.
I don't know.
Oh, my gosh. Oh, it was hilarious. If you can, folks, if you can find it on social media, go ahead and watch that. It's set to the tune. I mean, it's walk like Joe Biden, but it's set to the tune of the Bangles, Walk Like an Egyptian, or whoever did that. But and the video overlay is just hilarious. But it's sad and scary, because what Steve's going to be talking about is, in fact, our weakness being portrayed across the world stage, of course, begets this demonic war activity. And yes, we're in World War III. Before I get to Steve, I want to thank you, the sponsors of this program. Thank you so very much for supporting this program. Thank you so much for sharing this broadcast. And folks, thank you for signing up on Rumble, subscribing to Rumble, and clicking the follow button so you can be notified of new episodes. Thank you for that. Thank you. Or Brighteon. Rumble, of course, is our primary backbone platform. We appreciate them, and we appreciate you signing up for that. But, you know, before I get to Steve, I just want to talk to you a little bit about something. Again, you know, I'm really into my health and my family's health and my wife, and we do a lot of discussions about different things. And I want you to mark this website down: the number three harmfulfoods.com/Hagman. It's going to be in the program description box below the video. You know, we live in the most advanced era in human history right now, at least in this side of Adam and Eve, the Garden of Eden. There have never been more medical breakthroughs than there are right now. Now, I'm not talking about, you know, what the fake science talks about. I'm talking about the real breakthroughs. So why are millions of Americans more unhealthy today and overweight than they've ever been? According to U.S. Board Certified Physician and Expert Nutritionist Dr. Amy Lee, one of the main reasons is three harmful foods that are being passed off as health foods all over the country. Yes. And wait until you hear this. Because these foods can cause weight gain, clog your digestive tract, deplete your energy, wreck your skin, they are banned in other countries. I'm telling you right now, talking with someone who had a trip overseas, there are certain foods that, hey, they're available here that you cannot buy in Italy or Spain or the Netherlands. It's true. Yet, shockingly, they're still legal here in the U.S., and it's time someone shined a light on what they are. So Dr. Amy Lee does just that while explaining how the side effects from these foods are just wreaking havoc on the health of millions of Americans. Now, the great news is this. It's easy to stop and reverse this damage by simply learning which foods to avoid and how to spot them. And by doing so, you can experience easier weight loss, smooth digestion, and vibrant energy. To find out what these three fake health foods, what they are, to identify them, hey, watch or go to, I should say, the website, the number 3harmfulfoods.com/Hagman. That's the number 3harmfulfoods, okay, 3harmfulfoods.com/Hagman. Or, hey, better yet, just click on the link in the description box on this video below here. After years of extensive study, Dr. Amy Lee just put together a revealing video, totally free. Look, folks, watch this video. What do you have to lose? What, a few minutes of your time? So you never get duped by these foods again. Find out all you need to know to regain control over your body at 3harmfulfoods.com/Hagman or click on the link in the description box below. All right. Again, thank you for supporting us. Thank you for supporting our sponsors. And thank you for joining and subscribing to us on our Rumble and or Brighteon channel. Rumble is our primary platform. Real quick, the debate, the presidential debate a week from tonight, just want to say, I don't know, what's the over-under on whether it happens? Eric, the tech, you think it's going to take place? What do you think, brother?
I do.
Okay, I do too. And I think it should be pay-per-view and all the proceeds going to militias to fight the out-of-control government. Yeah, I said that. Or to protect the border. All right.
They're going to prop him up as much as they can.
They're going to shoot him up, prop him up.
And if he fails, he'll be replaced instantly,
and I think that's why it's being held so early in the season. Normally, they're held toward the fall, and the debates, that is, and then of course you've got the potential for President Trump being restrained, house arrest, or prison. And hey, don't blow that off. And of course, July 1st, Steve Bannon, by the grace of God, and I mean that sincerely. Alex Jones is able to continue his broadcasting. But, you know, others are going down one at a time. The Gateway Pundit's under fire right now. They've had to file Chapter 11, and they were put before. They were given the Alex Jones treatment, essentially. Yeah, I'm telling you, folks, it's happening. I have no idea how long we are going to be on the air. I don't know how long Steve Quayle's going to be able to continue to do what he's doing. So, folks, please, your support is important. Steve Quayle from stevequayle.com. Also, if you're investing in precious metals, if you're a serious investor, go to stevequayle.com. Click on the link to Renaissance Precious Metals, or just go to Renaissance Precious Metals. You'll see it. It's right there. And he's got precious metals, IRAs, and 401ks and such. And you know what? This is someone I trust wholeheartedly. And I urge you to do the same. And there's been no better time than to buy gold, precious metals, gold, silver, whatever than right now. You may think, oh, no, it's artificially high. No, 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 no. Now's the time to buy. And then, of course, the Mexico, excuse me, the Mexico expedition's alien artifacts unearthed. You've got a DVD and then a download as well. This is a, oh, it's shipping now. Shipping right now. Folks, this is one of the greatest DVDs or video downloads, depending on how you want to do this. The quality, the information is unsurpassed by anything else. Folks, go to gen6.com, and there it is right there. Please. It's one of his best. I think maybe the best work Steve has done through his research and exploratory efforts. All right. Steve, thanks for your patience and holding on while I went through all of that. Welcome aboard, sir.
Well, thank you, Doug. And this is a truly problematic broadcast, because it's critical people understand that when you hear Klaus Schwab the Schwab or Schwab the Deck Slob talking about even lately taking everything away and you're going to be happy, but now he's promising the same thing the devil promised Eve in the Garden of Eden. You're not going to die. You shall surely not die. Promising people will live forever with their new download on their brain. But what's interesting, Yuval Noah, what a shame on the real Noah's name, basically said there is no God, but you're going to be one. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you've got to understand, I've got to understand, we've got to understand, as all this, I would say, sidetracking's taking place, we're in a real dilemma on a national and international financial basis. And Doug, I just sent you Chase Bank customers are reporting a wave of wire fraud in their accounts. The bank won't make good on the looted funds. So if you could put that up or, you know, send it to Eric. I don't know why. My computer screwed up. I used to email Eric off this computer all the time. Well, let's just say this. The gremlins got into it, and it's a long story short. But the bottom line is, if people would truly understand that in a nanosecond, I used to say in a minute, then I moved down to a second, but in a nanosecond, every single access that they have to their financial, it doesn't matter if it's brokerage accounts, if they're online, doesn't matter if it's banking accounts, if they're online, doesn't matter, whatever they're linked and synced to online is now dangerously weaponized against them. So did you read the headline yet for the first article I sent you? Because we're going to launch our...
No, Steve, you froze up, brother. I'll tell you what. If you can hear me, just hang in there for a second. You froze up. The headline of the first article, now, this is information just coming out, relative, of course, to the headline. As the dominoes begin to fall, you're seeing it happen right now. The Japanese banking giant, Norinchukin, I believe that's how you pronounce it, Norinchukin, pulls plug on global financial system with $63 billion treasuries, European bonds liquidation. And Steve, when you're back, just yell into the microphone. Just say I'm back or whatever. It doesn't matter. Eric the Tech. As many predicted, the next phase of the global financial collapse is currently in motion. It's striking Japan as banking giant Norinchukin, whatever. Best known as Japan's CLO whale, okay, liquidates $63 billion worth of U.S. treasuries and European bonds to address the massive unrealized losses on its balance sheet. So many people missed it, but last fall, Norinchukin was quietly added to the private Federal Reserve banking cartel's standing repo facility, which Zero Hedge appropriately and simply describes as the Fed's foreign bank bailout slush fund, effective December 1st, 2023. Well, how did that work out? Japan's fifth largest bank with $840 billion in assets, it's going to reportedly sell more than 10 trillion yen's worth of its holdings of both U.S. and European government bonds during the year ending March 2025. By the way, for those keeping track, that's next March. That's only what? Several months away. As crazy as that sounds. 10 months away, whatever. 9 months. As it aims to stem its losses from bets on low-yield foreign bonds. Now, you might think, okay, what does this have to do with anything? Oh, it has a lot to do with things. As you scroll down the article, U.S. banks are sitting on more than $500 billion in unrealized losses. The economy, remember Gerald Salmeni. And, of course, he was just on hosting Alex Jones InfoWars. I last saw him last week. Talking about when all else fails, the people in power, they take you to war. Okay, now he says it much more eloquently than that. Just keep that in mind. Just keep that in mind as you hear this. But since the world's financial system is global and interconnected, which of course it is, what hits Japan also hits us here. And think about this, which is different from what I just read. You can keep that on the screen. But think about this. For the first time in ever, the interest that the U.S. pays surpasses every single budget item on the planet or in the United States, with the exception of Social Security and Medicare. But it's the interest alone is more than defense spending. It's more than again, all budgetary items. So right now, and according to this article, according to the latest figures, U.S. banks are currently sitting on more than $500 billion in unrealized losses as a result of the Fed's interest rate increases over the past several years. Those increases were necessary, we are told, to fight inflation. But as they hike up the ladder, the banks on the other side of the bad trades are failing one by one. All right. You can read the entire article. The link will be at Hagman PI under the title for this episode. By the way, we are trying to get Steve back. You know, it happens all of the time now when we try to connect, regardless of the method and manner of connection, there's always some level of interference, and it's not operator error. It's obviously something much different, and that should give you cause to pause. All right, so that is a big deal. What we're seeing is a big deal. You're looking at this unbridled spending of Biden. You realize, and I think I think this has been pointed out numerous times, $42.5 billion in the budget was spent for this broadband internet connectivity. And nobody, out of that 40, this is 2 years ago now. 2 years after $42.5 billion was spent for broadband internet connectivity in the U.S., inside the U.S., there has not been one internet connection made. Not one. That's Biden's spending, okay? There was a Senate hearing, and you may have seen this as well. It was I think it was an oversight, but one of the members held up a bag of bushings. It was probably, I don't know, maybe it had 100 bushings in it, small little bushings. metal bushings for aircraft. And the resource officer for the military was queried by the member and asked, okay, how much do you think you folks paid for this bag of bushings? The guy says, I don't know. $90,000. This is what happens when you, when, in fact, Dan Bongino was talking about this. This is what happens when you have a third party, meaning the government, pay for certain things, in, whether it's military parts or even and especially things like healthcare, 1/6 of our economy. The reason I bring this up is I often talk about the communist takeover of the country. They are intentionally bankrupting the U.S. They're tanking the U.S. dollar. And you might think this is not a big deal. You know, you might think, oh, this always happens, or, you know, we always go through crises. You know, think 2008 and such. No, no, no. This is a huge deal. We always overspend on parts. You know, it's a black project funding mechanism. Look, I get some of that. Some of that, you're correct. Other, no. Other, it is lining the pockets of certain companies and individuals. Okay, so having said all of that, where we are is we are watching the dominoes continue to fall. And when they fall, they're going to leave a mark and make a noise. All right, seems like we have Steve Quayle back. Steve, you back?
Well, I am back, Doug, and I just told Eric, right when I asked you if you received the headline, my internet connection went down. I mean, that's never happened. So, ladies and gentlemen, this is a big topic. Nothing's more important than when Jesus said, the love of money is the root of all evil, not money, the love of it. And the control of money, by inference, is a control of all evil. So, Doug, if you would read that headline, because we're going to talk about David Wilkerson's headline from, 54 years ago, I think it was, 52 years ago. And it's critical. So will you read the article in the first paragraph?
Steve, I already did that. I can do it again if you'd like.
No, just throw the headline up, okay? And again, I apologize, ladies and gentlemen, my internet went down. Okay, I'll deal with this from this, just a headline. Doug read the headline, but what everyone is missing on this is the yen carry trade, where Japan, for almost a decade, loaned money at no interest. Japan, in essence, funded the world and would loan money just if they could get their original investment back. We heard Janet Yellen basically screaming, I'm going to call it her Janet Screaming. The fact that she said, and this is open information, when you get interest on your bank account, you don't own it. Did you see that, Doug?
I did, yes. And by the way, you're doing a much more stellar job explaining this than I did. I basically just read through this and interjected some ad lib things.
Okay. Well, again.
But yes, yes. Go ahead.
This is a huge domino to fall. Now, in 1972, David Wilkerson had his vision. It's called The Vision. And then after that, I forget how many years, he put out his newer book called Set Thy Trumpet to the Mouth, okay, as a watchman. So nobody went into the detail that David Wilkerson was given. I met him. He's a man of God. I mean, he doesn't need my endorsement. What an astonishing individual. Going on from there, the headline about Japan, I was praying about this. And in David's vision, I'm just submitting this for everyone's prayerful consideration. It started in Germany. The financial collapse, spread to Japan. And I believe within 2 weeks of it coming from Japan, now Japan hasn't crashed yet, but they're going to, then the whole global economic system collapsed. And ladies and gentlemen, again, this is a really important issue, because there's nothing more important. And I hope I can do this massive subject. I want everyone to grasp this. Today, obviously, is June 20th, but you wake up tomorrow and you find out no matter what time zone you're in, you cannot access anything on the internet because it's down. You've relied on online banking or online brokering, and you can't get your banks because obviously the internet's down. And those of us who have internet phones, I don't have an actual hard line at my house. I haven't through whoever, Spectrum or somebody, my internet provider. And then I want everyone to imagine this, that when that happens, no stores will be open. And that may be a moot point because as we're seeing restaurant after restaurant chain fall, and remember, the people like Food Services of America, Sysco, that restaurant business is what built their ability to bring produce, meat, milk, and eggs to the marketplace. So what we're talking about is a catastrophic failure of the banking system and the international banking system. And again, now, thank you, Eric, for this. This, by the way, when I started saying this, Doug, did you get the article? This is when my internet went down. That doesn't happen. That does not happen. I got high-speed lines. I got direct line. The people that service me are within a quarter of a mile, so there's no funky business. But this is the headline. Chase Bank customers are reporting a wave of wire fraud in their accounts. The bank won't make good on the looted funds. I'm going to say that one more time. Chase Bank customers are reporting a wave of wire fraud in their accounts, and the banks won't make good on the looted funds. Now, ladies and gentlemen, most people might assume, well, those, you know, it's the Russians or it's the Chinese. I'm going to submit something. If you were an insolvent bank, Doug, in the United States, one of the biggest five, and you were so overextend the derivatives market that you're facing failure, would that maybe indicate that, I'm putting this out there, read between the lines, everyone, that it's beyond reason, and Doug, I want your input, to even ponder the fact that maybe the big banks are generating their own issues. Maybe the excuse, now I want everyone to understand this, the new banking regulations, if a bank fails, and let's just make this up. Let's say people who have retired, sold their house, got $1 million in the bank, which is actually $300,000 probably in purchasing power now. But imagine their $300,000, which in purchasing power, but $1 million, imagine that is confiscated and you get a note that, or you get an alert or you get a warning. Due to federal banking regulation, blah, 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 your assets have been converted to stock. Well, Doug, I got to tell you, yeah, this is what is happening. Right. I want to share this. I know how short the time is. I can't set a date on anything. We're going to talk about what's going on in Israel. We're going to talk about the financial situation because the BRICS nation, which is basically everybody that's abandoning the dollar, have set up their equivalent of the SWIFT system, which allows one nation or individuals to wire money between each other. They've commodity-based their exchange rates. In other words, if a country produces wheat, well, that wheat has a value on the international market. And the BRICS nations are agreeing to that. Plus, in the last 24 hours, this may not be a headline, but if I went by headlines, I can use them to illustrate the admittance of a problem, but that's not the source of the problem. It's the spin on the problem. So, Doug, if you wouldn't mind, address that. As an investigator, if a bank becomes insolvent, and the easiest way to overcome its insolvency, do you think that it's beyond a banking institution to pay someone to attack, but then just move that money into an overseas account or something?
You know, when I did cases of financial fraud over 35 years, okay, as an investigator, it, I don't know percentages, but a great percentage of the time, it came back to the asset or the person. I didn't deal with banks, of course. That's something federal, but course of criminal conduct with the human behavior. It always came back to the individual who they were claiming scam when it was an inside job, basically. Does that make sense? In other words,
I mean, it's
kind of like burning your own bar down because it's not making money, in a sense, and saying, hey, you know, look at my loss. But yes, because that is the last resort. And I've seen that so many times. And absolutely. It's not beyond the realm of probability. Go ahead.
Well, I think, thank you. That's exactly the point I wanted to make. An inside job is an inside job. And ladies and gentlemen, the lack of liquidity is in the trillions of dollars. That's nothing nowadays. Let's just put it into perspective. 1,000 trillion is a quadrillion, okay? And a quadrillion. Doug, most people can't fathom that. But what's going on right now is the BRICS nations, and I think that's where I may have veered off course a little bit, but they're going to require the countries that are accepted into, let's say this, the financial consortium, to have 40% backing of their currency, even though it's commodity-based, in gold. Well, that's remonetizing gold. And ladies and gentlemen, the two countries that have the most gold is China first and Russia second. We just saw them sign a treaty. President Putin's been to China, Xi's been to Russia, and now President Putin's in North Korea. And so, you know, my enemy's enemy is my friend. I kind of reverse that, though, Doug, in some of the cases I've been involved with. My enemy's friends are my enemy, you know?
Yeah, I get that. I get that. But you know, you were talking about that alliance between Russia and China weeks, months, several months ago, okay? And now it's in the headlines. So when you say, you know, the headlines are just the spin, you reported the facts long before the headlines came out. So, you know, I'm just pointing that out.
No, thank you. You know. And what's, I want everyone to understand this. And for those who are Christians, take this to the Lord in prayer. You can suffer from analysis paralysis. I know a guy that knows everything about Bitcoin, everything about cryptocurrency, everything, but he didn't have the strength of his own convictions, or he'd be one of the richest Bitcoin owners in the world. And so, ladies and gentlemen, giving information like today is critical. And Doug, I want to share something. The other day when gold dropped $70, $80, one of the biggest banks, interesting, I think maybe the one we just put the headline up for, is reported to have sold $1 trillion in paper gold. Okay, this is paper. So let's say this is a $1 trillion bill. And $1 trillion they offered at 20% discount 2 years in advance. They sold out the whole offering. If people can understand, again, a trillion is 1,000 billion. So it would take 1,000 billionaires to buy into that they're going to get gold at, let's say that day was $1,800. It was $2,300, but with the discounts, they were offering it for, you know, $1,850. Well, they're forgetting, or are they? They're forgetting, or they're already functioning in World War III, because they're clipping everyone else's coupons. That means when somebody bought paper gold, they had to turn over hard dollars, had to wire money in, and they got a piece of paper saying, you own whatever, however many ounces of gold you own, and it's payable. And oh, by the way, you just bought $2.35 billion worth of gold. And again, keep in mind, $1 trillion went out. That dove the market down. Now, I mean, drove the market. Well, actually dove it down like a dive bomber. And then they took the funds. Now, this is somebody who's connected telling me in the world and sees those transactions. Drove the price of gold down, then went into the physical markets and took delivery of real gold. Of real gold. You know, and so I want everyone to understand something, that if you can't, let's see, a lead, this is my lead, hold it in your hands, you don't own it. You got a whatever pain, you can say, well, Brother Steve, just look at the label and that should suffice. Well, I got news for you. Anybody that has real pain needs a real answer. So that's what I'm saying is going on. The whales, in other words, the ones that are the heaviest investors, and by the way, ladies and gentlemen, it's not just the Rothschilds or the Rockefellers. There are trillionaires with a T in China. There are trillionaires with a T in Europe. I'm not talking Rockefellers. I'm not talking Rothschilds. I'm talking exclusive of them. There are trillionaires in different parts of the globe, and they stay so hidden, you wouldn't know they exist. I don't know who they are by names, but I know that it's got to take a group of individuals that have access to, let's say, $1 trillion, $1,000 billion, to offer their services, of course, at a fee, to bail out different financial organizations.
But tell you this, wait a second, Steve. Nobody here, obviously. But let me ask this question, because you brought up a great point using the example. Okay, so that transaction occurred. Gold went down. Or let me ask this question first. Did that cause the spot price to go down of gold?
Of course, and that's why it was driven down, so they could buy it cheaper.
Okay, then here's my next question. Then, because you are into selling, you have Renaissance Precious Metals, I would expect, and I saw the dip as well, I would expect that your doors would have been, people would have been beating on your doors to buy gold. Did that happen?
Not at all.
Why?
Why? Because the promises and the real returns on crypto have taken the place of gold. Gold has, how should I say this, withstood the test of time until cryptocurrency. I know people, and I'm sorry, you know, the gentleman that's accredited with developing crypto did not do it. It was a triumvirate, three of really smart computer guys and three intelligence agencies that came up with it. Now, if I were going to pillage a nation, and they plan to, and they have, you don't get $34 trillion in debt because you're exhibiting, prudent financial policies, then I control the exchanges. I control the ultimate depository for Bitcoins. You have, Doug, I have a number. We have a wallet, a hot wallet or a cold wallet. And also, I might go along. I got cold feet on cryptos. But the point is that it behooves people to understand. Going back to the whatever, here's a remote. I'll use that. This remote control, pretty much, and I mean, I'm liking this to a computer mouse, okay? This controls more financial futures of the people in America and also Great Britain than every piece of paper in the world. That's why it says it's not worth the paper it's written on. But suckers buy paper. The people that understand, if you can't touch it, if you can't hold it in your hand, you don't own it. So now we were told by the bill, I'm not sure if it passed. I think it's 14067. If I'm off on digits, I don't care. I'm just saying there's a real bill that the president has the exclusive ability at his discretion to take any digital asset. Everything's a digital asset if you do online banking, if you do online brokerage. If you buy and sell online, every computer-related financial transaction is subject to confiscation. Did you see that?
I did not. And it just reminds me of, forgive my warped sense, but this reminds me of the old Beverly Hillbillies episodes where when Granny was upset, she'd take a wheelbarrow or a potato sack and go into Drysdale's bank and want her money, okay? When you talk about digital assets, you're not talking about money physically in a vault in a bank. You're talking about the money you think you have in the bank that shows up on your computer screen that is not necessarily in the bank that you think you have, right? Did that make sense?
Yep, you don't have money in the bank. You have digital representations of money that would have been deposited through a check, which a digital representation of money, or by way of cash, which is a currency conversion to digital assets. Ladies and gentlemen, it is this important. I'm going to say this. I said I won't say this anymore on my website, and I won't. This is it. I am warned and warned and warned. And somebody said, well, why should I listen to you? Well, go listen to Gregory Mannarino. Go listen to the people. Look at what Martin Armstrong says. Look at what everybody who's on King World News. Listen to Egon von Geiertz. He's with us, in my opinion, he is the smartest man on gold in the world. He has the largest private gold vault in Switzerland, unrelated to any of the Swiss bank whores. And there are the people around the world that can put $1 billion worth of gold on pallets, they trust him. And so what I'm saying, Doug, is I'm reiterating your statement. I'm reiterating statement. I want to make this clear. I do not believe past the 4th of July, gold will be available for purchase. If I'm wrong, I'll apologize. The week between the 4th and the 11th is going to be so critical. What's happening on the 4th? It would be the mockery of America's freedom, or our the day we celebrate independence. And also the outside, the 11th, is supposedly former President Trump's sentencing. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to give everybody a blast of cold water. I'll share mine, ice. You know, sometimes, Doug, when I cut away, I'm not doing it today, I'm throwing cold water in my face to stay awake. Not trying to be melodramatic, but it's true. So we are watching the nation that you think exists. And I'm going to make this statement. There is no ability, even if President Trump wins the election, there's no ability to, what can he do? The military has self-destructed. Oh, but they want to kill your children. They want to kill your kids. And by the way, Doug, your show was the first. I think I may have said it, one day before on my show. And then I told people conscription was coming. And I know someone that saw the documents and white children, whites. Now, listen, I've never been a racist. I'm a human racist. I'm a human realist. But they want to destroy the demons in the machine. And in this case, it's a war machine. They want to kill the white children, and I'm not a member of the Klan by any means, and this is why we're being inundated. We're being sublimated, a term in chemistry where you can have sugar water, but you pour enough salt in, guess what? The sugar taste leaves. What are we doing? We're hearing now demon, rat, democratic, Luciferian possessance talking about, well, we'll just we'll meet the military requirements by all these illegals, and we'll give them, their words, illegals, we'll give them citizenship after 3 or 4 years, whatever. Watch what happened during that freaking COVID lockdown. The best of the best in U.S. military across all branches were forced out. They were forced out.
Yep.
Because, you know, if you're the best of the best, you're best pilot, you're best submarine commander, you're the best battlefield commander. You don't play war games and lose. You lived in war and won. Now, that's open to debate. but they got rid of them all. They forced them out. And ladies and gentlemen, we have watched the word change by the abomination of desolation. America's desolate. What do we have? We have a dysfunctional military that's making war on China. Yes, we are. Making war on North Korea. Yes, we are. And making war on Russia. And Russia will not lose. Russia will not lose. So now we're watching, Doug, as you and I are on right now. And again, it's the 20th of June. Where did the 20 days go in June? You know, well, where did the 15 days of May go? And what's happening, we're in a, how should I say this? We're in a trajectory as a nation with the ultimate smackdown. And again, if you control the money of a nation or you withhold the money of a nation, you kill the nation.
Well, this is not a bug. Excuse me. It's a feature. It's an intended feature. You take our financial system, you drive it into the ground, you kill the U.S. dollar. And this goes back to August of 1971. It goes back before that, but August 1971, when Nixon took us off, Kissinger and trilaterals and such, took us off the gold standard. And then from there, we had a number of things. Dollar devaluation, of course, in 08, 09. The big financial crisis there that really could have, it did leave a mark. And now we're here today where there's unchecked, unbridled spending to take us right into the ground. And then you've got the assault, of course, on our borders, plural. And then you've got, this is a full frontal assault, and assault from all sides against the sovereignty of our republic, not democracy, but republic. And this is by design. So I don't know if that is the comment you're looking for, but this is the intentional destruction of the United States where they want to kill us. And, you know, you mentioned the Deagle Report. I've been seeing that pop up in various social media places. And the big question is, what's going to happen? Why the depopulation of the U.S. and other countries so significantly? And, you know, every time I see it pop up, I think of you, because you were the first person to introduce me to that. I had no idea it existed. So there's that. And, it's just so all of this is by design, I believe. I hope I commented appropriately, or at least what you might have been looking for.
Right. And again, I want people to hear it from you, not because you're agreeing with me, but you're analytical. I'm, you know, that's why when I used to trade silver and gold, I was always a fundamental guy until they changed the fundamentals. Okay. And, you know, I never day traded, you know, although in one day I traded a lot of profit from the previous week in silver. That's when, you know, certain factors would influence it. Now silver is the most controlled commodity in the world. And by the way, ladies and gentlemen, I'm not kidding you. I'm watching what's going on in FedEx. I'm watching what's going on in UPS. There's only two ways to ship gold and silver outside of a private jet or an armored car. And that simply is through FedEx with the insurance that you have to take extra, and also the United States Postal Service, which are limited to $50,000 per package. I want you to call us at 406-586-4840. Tyler's in the next office. And by the way, he's doing a great job with the Q files. I don't know where he comes up with his titles, but, you know, he's 30, I think 35, 36. And there's a whole group of younger people that are listening to this. To me, 36 is half my age. But Tyler relates. You know, he's, and I'm blessed to have him as a son. But ladies and gentlemen, he's, and this is not flattery, he's bright and he is funny. I told my wife this morning, I said, you know what, Tyler is really funny. And I said, it's a good thing I laugh at my own jokes, or I couldn't fit into that category. But I want everyone to understand this today, Doug. If I accomplish nothing else, we are at war, World War III. We cannot win it. We have suicidally sanctioned our own ability to make war. And I'm going to put this into context, and people say, oh, he's always blaming the devil. No, Flip Wilson did that. I am telling you, this is a Luciferic. Lucifer is his name. It was his name in heaven. Obviously, Satan means adversary. I'm not going to argue with people, you know, that I even used to appear with on talk shows. They try and make the two different people. I better be careful how I say this. The Glyph Project has made it clear that the overruling evil force in this whole war situation, doesn't matter if it's Israel, Hezbollah, today it's Hezbollah, before it was Hamas, it doesn't matter if it's Russia and Ukraine, it will matter to a quarter of a billion Americans when they simply find themselves either thrust into the presence of Almighty God or thrust into eternal hell. Now, I want people to really hear this. The Deagle Report, Doug, you're right. I was the first guy to ever talk about it. I knew who John Deagle was, and I knew the Rockefeller connection. And how did I know that? Because somebody stopped by my office. I never asked names. And so I said to him, certain things I keep to myself. So tell me about your time at a certain location. And the guy said, yeah, I'll tell you everything about the location. This building, we're doing this building, we're doing that. He was spot on. But he talked about global depopulation, and he talked about, he said this, I remember him saying this, Steve, how many more statements do people have to hear? And in those days, it wasn't from Bill Gates, but it was from, Prince Philip. Even Jacques Cousteau, it was from the leading eugenicists of the time. And I can tell you there are glyphs that would be the symbols from antiquity laughing at the humans for participating in their own destruction. And Doug, you and Eric have seen some of those. I think we put up a couple.
Yes.
And somebody said, well, I don't believe it unless you show it. Well, you know, we did a whole show on that. And ladies and gentlemen, there may be, and I don't know the timing we have, but, you know, how do I say this? I want to bring some of the Glyph team on. They're in different places of the world, and they are using super computers that are measured in teraflops. You know, I just learned what that was, you know. And so the thing is that I want people to understand this. You cannot understand the absurdianity, the insanity, the surrender mentality, this internal destruction, suicidal sanctions. We have been prepared for the slaughter. And ladies and gentlemen, whether you like Trump or not, you better pray that those demon freaking rats that want to strip him of his whatever it's called, Secret Service protection, jail, they want to murder him, ladies and gentlemen. And the demon rat Democrats, whether it's the female oinkers on The View, and that's what they are in my opinion, female oinkers on The View, are saying, oh, he's going to kill us if we, they're doing the same thing they've always done. They tell you their plan and they blame it on the other party. I do not believe in any way, shape, or form that World War III is going to be defused.
If I can just comment on this, because I am so flippin' sick and tired of the bullshit I've been hearing, not from you, but the bullshit I've been hearing, and I mean that sincerely, by the left, by the Biden apologists and the sycophants and the influencers out there, even on the right, who are downplaying what the hell is going on. Okay, never before in history have we ever been at this level, at this inflection point, where we have a member of President Trump's cabinet advisory or inner circle in jail. That's Peter Navarro for contempt of Congress. Steve Bannon on July 1st has to report to jail. To the delight of the morons, the pieces of garbage on The View, to the delight of the garbage people on CNN, to the delight of the pukes that are out there saying, well, he deserves prison. Meanwhile, you got Merrick Garland, who is in contempt of Congress, who won't see the inside of a jail cell unless we, the people, put him there. or demand his presence inside the jail cell through the Constitution, of course. I am so sick of this lack of justice. And yes, you are correct. They want Trump dead. The only way they can regain power, well, there's two ways. They can rig the living crap out of the system, which they did in 2020. They did it again in 2022. And we think, of course, this is not going to happen in 2024. Or they're going to kill him. Steve Bannon, you know, to the delight of that CNN bitch talking. Whoa, he could spend his time not in some cushy place, but in Rikers, in the general population. He won't go to Club Fed. He won't eat. No, he's going to go there. They want him dead. Folks, do you understand that? They want us dead. How much? Steve Quayle, 5, 10, 15, 20 years ago, was saying this. And I'm passionate about it. I'm not sticking up for Steve. He doesn't need me to stick up for him. He said they want us dead. And now they're doing it. They are actually in the process of killing us or putting us in positions to be killed. And what in the hell are we doing about it? We still have people in the gulags of Washington, D.C., who haven't been charged yet 3.5 years after January 6th. And you expect something different to change right now? What are we going to do? What has Congress done? Sent strongly worded letters. Now, you know what you do for Merrick Garland, who's in contempt of Congress? You send the friggin' Sergeant of Arms out there, pick his ass up, and put him in the well of Congress. And then after you're done with him, haul his ass off to jail. But I'll tell you what, we're out of time.
We're out of time.
Go ahead.
We're out of time. And ladies and gentlemen, again, until you understand that the devil doesn't care who kills whom, but every single person must die, and Jesus said it, if God the Father didn't shorten the days for the elect's sake, the redeemed's sake, there'd be no flesh or humans left alive. And I don't know, Doug, in essence, I don't know how to make it any plainer. I'm not kidding you. I know of Christians that, well, I'll deal with that when I get back from my cruise. You better pray that you get back from your cruise. Now, I want to share something so astonishing, so remarkable that most people won't understand it. So I will explain it. You're going to love the timing. At 11:11 a.m., certain listeners, certain former military signal intelligence people, former NSA signal intelligence, crypto guys, I don't know one of them, I don't know any of them by name, people I do know said this. I'm going to read it, Doug, word for word. The blast doors are now open on 12 Russian boomers, those are nuclear submarines, which takes 15 seconds off the launch time from the 30 seconds they are holding at. So now it's down to 15 seconds from ordered launch. And launch, but they're going to eat our lunch. Same with one half of the ground-based silos, and they did it so the eyes in the sky, the spy satellites could see it. They did it so the submariners and all of the offshore listening devices could see it. And there's no more pussyfooting around with the United States or NATO or the West. We can move all the freaking F-16s into Poland or Finland or wherever. Russia can take them all out simultaneously. It's important that people understand this. It doesn't matter if it takes the United States 5, 7, 10 minutes. In 15 seconds plus, depending on the hypersonic missile speed. So let's just say this. In two minutes, the Deagle numbers come to pass. And for those who don't get it yet, I have yet to hear the word repent, because people say, well, what do we need to repent of? That attitude. I have yet to hear weasels in the pulpit. People I used to respect, I no longer do. I'm sorry, I don't. I could care less if they respect me. My goal, and I can't, and I want to make this clear, I am not trying to stop World War III. I don't have it within my power. I pray St. Francis prayer. I'm not a Catholic. You know, that God grant me the serenity to accept the things I can't change. But I can go into the presence of the Lord through his mercy, knowing, God, I did the best job I could. I have been called by Christians a hypocrite because I use certain words. I've said openly, look, Scripture says confess your faults. I got a fault. I had a guy write me and say, well, if you really believe we were at World War III, you'd watch what you're saying. If I really, how do I say this? I'm glad I deal in words and not baseball bats. Oh, you've got an anger issue. Yes, God is angry with sin all the day long. That doesn't excuse me from being angry, and I get angry in the flesh, and I repent. But you have at 11:11, interesting timing, the 11th hour, 11th minute. I don't know what all the double 11s mean, but the outer blast doors, I'm going to repeat this, I'm going to read it, Doug, are now open on 12 Russian boomers, which takes 15 seconds off of the 30-second launch time, and they're holding. So now they're down to 15 seconds. You can't even in the United States get a bird in the air. You can't get a missile in the air. We don't have hypersonic missiles. We got hyperbole and bovine excrement, and we got people who believe that there's a political solution to this. God is using Russia as a hammer of judgment because America abandoned the living God. The demon rats and the Republican whores gave evil a pass. What about the chicken manure mindset of the Republicans? I call them zombie cons. Where are they standing up against our fellow Americans that are in the J6 gulag? Where are we? And somebody says, well, what are you doing about it? Everything I can behind the scenes, everything I know to do in front of the camera, everything I can do to warn. But you know, Doug, this is history.
Yes.
Nobody ever listens to anybody that's telling the truth about the future, including God, especially Jesus. And I'm not putting myself in their category, but no word of God spoken by a man of God is ever received by the people of God at the time it's spoken. So you've got Israel, okay, the nation that, you know, claims Israel. They're now dealing with Hezbollah, and because of the lies the world embraced on an intelligence failure, I've been on record for 24 years. That's a better statement. Since Iran exploded their first nuclear weapon in one of their deserts, as saying, Iran has nukes, Iran has nukes, Iran has nukes. I dealt with intelligence renegades. One of them spent, I don't know how many years in Lubyanka, a prison in Russia, until a prisoner exchange. I mean, that's a true story. But the point that I'm trying to get, the impassioned plea, I don't think people got much longer. The dates, I'm not setting them. I'm being told the dates are between the 4th of July and the 15th of July. And that's what I'm being told. Now, could they be wrong? Absolutely. In the intelligence gathering world, and I'm not an intelligence agency. The three letters hate my names. By the way, they just knocked me off. I have the ability to check at what point I spoke, and they knocked me off. Knocked me off, meaning, thank the Lord, not permanently, but they took my internet connection down. It wasn't a glitch. It wasn't a flash of power surge. It's that I'm pleading for people, even people on this podcast broadcast, Doug. If they don't come to Jesus, they're going to be, seriously, it's a moment. I'd rather be a moment at the right time with the Lord asking him to forgive me, and I get to go to heaven. The people that are so obstinate, that are stamped, I mean, I get it from self-righteous, pharisaical pukes, vomit. And you think that's harsh? Jesus said he would either have you hot or cold, but because you're lukewarm, he's going to vomit you out of his mouth. I don't want to be vomited out of the mouth of God. In essence, the Lord is saying, you know, make it right, get it right. And when you die, it's too late. So what I just shared about the ground-based silos opening their silo with some, and somebody told me, well, they wouldn't do that. I said, but you're telling people worse than that.
Yeah.
And he finally admitted, you're right. It's not about being right. It's about the time we have. I want to ask you another question. What happens when let's just call it zombie point, like that happens, the banks are closed, the brokerage, there's no phone, there's no power. Okay, all this stuff's already been talked about ad nauseum. I mean, I'm personally sick of everybody's alerts. That's why I'm really careful. If I put one out, I got to be serious as I can't get any more serious. I only get one shot at my red screen. Only people that listen to Q-Files understand this statement. I only get one shot at my red shirt. You can probably infer stuff. So now we're talking about, I'm going to segue from Ukraine and Russia. I'm going to take everyone to the Middle East. Israel has said, we're going to use behind the scenes, our Samson option. There's a fight going on right now, everyone, between the United States, which, by the way, doesn't have 2,000-pound bombs to give to Israel. Our storehouses are empty, yet the containers around the country, Doug, weapons that would be destined for our military have been siphoned off and pre-positioned in shipping containers, the ones you used to see behind Walmart. Now they're all over, and they're under the most important ones are under armed guard, and they're under constant 24-hour satellite surveillance. And I know someone who literally went and looked, you know, military experience, and he said, Steve, there are people living in those car carriers that are sidelined. Well, remember the old story, Doug, 20-some years ago of car carriers that had shackles in them?
Yep.
Or three-stage, railroad cars?
Yeah.
So, ladies and gentlemen, here's what I want everyone to understand. The latest information I have on June 20th is the demon rats are planning martial law either on the 4th of July or through that week under the 11th. Now, why am I saying this? Because I can't say, and I won't say, I know it for sure, but they're worried. Remember, they're blaming the right for everything they intend to do, and they intend to live up to Kamala Harris's statement, 125 million people are going to be done away with. It's an offshoot of Larry Graithwell's penetration of the Weather Underground. Those days, they wanted to get rid of 30 million people. And I'm talking to people, Doug, that are on whatever lists they're on. They're talking about martial law, lockdown, lock-ins, and picking up. I posted an article, I think it's on my website, why are all 50 states building, you know, re-education camps? They're, careful, Steve, they're not re-education camps. Those are execution centers. I put out on private briefings, I couldn't know this. Four-star generals validated. Generals, spec ops generals, people that have been in the nice looking building on the outside with guillotines. And for the record, I'm the one that was the original source of that information, because my friend's brother was in Long Beach when certain crates broke open on the deck. I was given the location and the amount of guillotines to everywhere they exist. and did at that point. Now they've got 50 more. And I believe the reason they're doing the new ones, Doug, is because the old ones have already been made known and are suspect. So I hope I'm going to be so clear. You know, ladies and gentlemen, there you go. Another Democrat suggests re-education camps for MAGA supporters. These aren't fringe liberals. This is the mindset of Democrats, party leaders, MSM members, and leftists across the internet. MSM, ATGM, mainstream media accessories to genocidal murder. MSM, ATGM, that's what I add. Look, and Doug, the fury that you expressed, I can't even express the, the coincidental fury of those curfies. Yes, you're so derogatory. No, I'm very guarded with my tongue. People are more offended at words than they are at the fact that 250 million Americans are going to die. Russia said, look, you can't compete with us. You can't. That's not bull. That's not propaganda. That's the truth. And unless people put it in the context of a grand sacrifice, you'd think that people that would sacrifice children and doing the most horrible things while they're still alive, do you think people that are trying to get away with butchering babies after they come out of the womb, live birth, do you think those people give a tinker's damn about Doug Hagmann, me, or anybody out there? Notice the threat, MAGA supporters. Well, where were the MAGA supporters when they're needed? I hope every member who's ever been in the military hears what I'm saying today. I hope those of you who are married hear what I'm saying today. I hope those of you who are divorced with children, and the tragedy is, Doug, the tragedy, the majority of veterans, with a few exceptions that I've interviewed over 25, 30 years on talk radio, their kids want nothing to do with them. You know why? Because social media has rotted their brains out and has literally destroyed interpersonal communication. And if that wasn't bad enough with Faces of Death book, in my opinion, and all the other social media, then, ladies and gentlemen, the COVID lockdown did something amazing. People would not realize it, but they were put into isolation wards, their own house. Sure, they could order from Amazon. What happens when you can't? What happens when you go to your fridge and your freezer and the cupboard's bare? And all that you're left with is, you ready for this? Your eternal stare. Thank you, Lord. The eternal, I should have, could have, would have. And yet daily, and it's going to end soon, daily the denialist and the nihilist or nihilist, people that, you know, just believe, well, when you're dead. No, when you die, you either made a decision for Jesus or you made a decision for hell. The literal word of God is that hell was prepared for the devil and his angels. Yet the devil, in his hatred for humanity, has so seduced people. And now it's with artificial intelligence, which is alien infiltration. Doug, honestly, not only do I run out of breath, but I run out of, how do I say this? Any way to put it into context. And when I hear, well, I'll just trust God, I said, why are you at the store buying groceries? I mean, I see people, and I'm not saying I can read their mind, but I can see it in their eyes, and that's scriptural. Peter says, and for First Peter, I think it is, that our eyes are windows to the soul. Some people are saying, have you noticed all these people, especially demon rats and Republican zombie cons? They have black eyes. There's nothing alive in them. And you want to go, bingo, because they've yielded the beauty of their creation in the wonderful 139th Psalm. They give up, even considering the things of eternity for the temporal pleasure. And all the kings of the earth, that have set themselves against the Lord and his anointed, second Psalm. Basically, it boils down to this. Even if they admit Jesus is real, they don't want his rule over their life. We all, like sheep, are being led to slaughter. I want to be the guy that, you know, basically tries to block the sheep from running off the cliff. And I want to have some people alongside me with M134 miniguns blasting the people that would take the life of Christians. Is that a picture that you think most can follow? An M134 minigun can fire thousands of rounds per minute. I think 4,000, depending on the manufacturer.
Must have a bump stock.
Yes, yes. You know, and now we're hearing that anybody that tells the truth is having visits by the three-letter people that absolutely, how should I say this, redefine false witness. Every single intelligence head, every single federal law enforcement, they all bore false witness to the Steele dossier. They all want Trump dead. There was a secret meeting, I'm told, wasn't present, between the heads of the three most important intelligence agencies, and the topic was, how do they get Trump? You know, in essence, you guys, I don't believe there's a political solution to a spiritual problem. So to recapture what's going on, we have to start thinking, how can things go back to normal even if President Trump were reelected? Tell me that. Who's the military that's going to stand behind him? Who's the intelligence agencies that are going to stand behind him? We know that the intelligence agencies are already on record saying we lied to the president.
You make a good point, because I don't think people understand how much damage has been done over the last 3 years, 3.5 years, and is continuing to be done. So even if and when Donald Trump takes office, assumes office, constitutionally, his hands will be tied, and in reality, okay, he will not have the, well, as an example, look what they did with the National Guard on January 6th. They denied his, essentially, and I'm, of course, it's more complicated, more complex than this, but they denied his request for a National Guard presence at the Capitol building. And it was Pelosi and others, the you're right, the demon rats, the demons who did that. So again, people, same kind of thing, different results. What do you expect? Not you, but what do people expect that's going to happen? You're 100% right.
Well, I think it's reality avoidance disorder. Those are my words. It's a syndrome now. A disorder would be limited to, let's say, an individual or two, but the syndrome is across the land. Because that's what the entertainment derangement syndrome is. It doesn't matter if it's sports. It doesn't matter if it's your favorite film on Netflix. It doesn't matter whatever that the devil can tantalize, can lure us with, or bribe us with. Look at the Hollywoodens, that heli, the actors and actresses that are on record, excuse me, some of the most famous, the biggest, as worshiping Satan. As even some have made this statement, one of the biggest female rock and roll stars said, there's nothing that tastes sweeter than human flesh. Well, ladies and gentlemen, this is a cannibalistic, a parasitic group of people. And now you have, I believe, I'm quoting him in context, George Clooney, who's going to set up his own investigation to come against basically anybody that's telling the truth. That's my interpretation. Did you see that, Doug?
Yes, I did. And ask me what I think of that. No, don't ask me what I think of that. But yes, I did. Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So every day there is an underscoring and a parenthetical insert that's attacking reality. And I can't tell you how many people, why I really know what's going on. All I can say is, then prove it. You have to prove it to me. You don't have to agree with me. This is not about me. This is about, in essence, Doug, you and I have had this talk off the air, but might as well tell everybody, we don't know when they kill the internet. And I want to make this claim about Alex Jones. Did we pray on your show for Alex, or did we pray on my show for Alex? I don't remember.
I think you prayed on Alex's show for Alex, if I recall. And ours too. Two, 3 weeks ago.
When I prayed, I think it was on the Q Files. God bless each and every one of you that joined in prayer. I said after it, I have never felt three waves of electrical energy going through my body. Oh, you're making it up. No, because I said what was going to be the outcome. I said, this is not going to work out like the evil ones thought it would. And lo and behold, Alex had to declare personal bankruptcy, but he got to keep InfoWars. I attribute that to the glory of God. I attribute that to Alex's open testimony of Jesus. Does Alex have the theology all right? No, nobody does, including me. But ladies and gentlemen, I believe we watched the power of prayer and intercession on behalf of Alex. And I forget which computer I was on, but I sent Daria, Alex's, I guess what you call scheduler, Doug?
Scheduler. Yeah.
Yeah, or his personal secretary. I said, tell Alex. I did. Tell Alex we prayed for him. I have a supernatural witness. I told her just what I just told everybody else, or maybe a condensed version, because I wanted Alex to know the people that prayed. And Doug, you and I were talking about this because you were the one, bless your heart, I mean that, and the rest of you do. The bottom line, that's a Southern statement. When somebody wants to tell you, bless your heart, that usually means you're wrong, but they understand. And basically, your heart needs to change. But you were the one that contacted Daria for me and put me in contact with her. And I thank you for it. I bless you for it. Is that an accurate statement?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So, ladies and gentlemen, the reason I always throw it back is the scripture says in the mouth of two or three witnesses, let every word be established. And, you know, three is a good number because, you're just superstitious and you're doing the gematria or you're doing numerology. Look up how many times seven appears in the Old Testament and the New Testament. Look up how many times 70 appears. Look at how many times seven is used. By the way, in Revelation, it's 66. That's the AC, the Antichrist. But look at the bowls, the trumpets, the scrolls, everything else. Seven is a number of importance to God. And Doug, here's the other point that I got to get across to everyone is that we're out of time. I don't know what that means, but there was a time, that we had a chance to repent after 2011. Dmitry Dudeman's vision has now been fulfilled concerning the Russians know where every nuclear weapon is. By the way, they know every serial number. They know everything because they didn't have an intelligence agency working against the interests of their country or multiple intelligence. I think it was maybe, this is interesting, 66 people of highest credentials in the intelligence community and the military, Joint Chiefs of Staff, Milley, bore false witness against the President of the United States.
Yes, sir.
So, ladies and gentlemen, as it stands right now, the United States is out of 2,000-pound bombs to send to Israel. The United States can't play dumb. We're the ones controlling the nuclear attack that'll fail on Russia. Russia has, somebody says, you always talk about Russia. You always talk about Russia. Yes, you bleeping fool. Don't call anybody fool. When you're foolish, if the shoe fits, it fits. It is a silly thing to watch the world events. And now, and I want to share this, Cascadia, the volcanic region along the entire Pacific coast from Vancouver, British Columbia, all the way down to, Central California, Mount Shasta, is acting up. There was a bull manure story that made my I just went into orbit on this. Yellowstone was not erupting lava. When I heard that, somebody says, well, how do you know? Simple. I talked to my helicopter pilot. The guy used to fly me. I don't own a helicopter. He's not my pilot. But we spent probably, 50 to 100 hours in helicopters over 4 years. He knows every pilot that's flying back and forth, including the guys that have their private helicopters. You know, ladies and gentlemen, there was no lava spewing from the geysers in Yellowstone. It was a false narrative. Cascadia, on the other hand, stories, Mount St. Helens is starting to rumble. Mount St. Helens is the volcano that took everyone by surprise. Henry Groover's vision, when the Russians invade the West Coast, that every single volcano along Cascadia, we did a movie on it. And I would tell everybody, go on Vimeo and download that movie, view it on demand, VOD, and see how many years ago that was written. It's not Yellowstone's going to blow. Yellowstone's going to blow. It's critical that you understand. Each headline is a thread in the coming destruction, but the fulfillment of that which was given to Henry Groover, that which was given to Dmitry Dudeman, that which was given, these are prophets, A.A. Allen, Financial Realm, David Wilkerson, Cataclysmic Realm, A.C. Valdez, Daisy Osborne, wife of T.L. Osborne. What a great guy he was. I got to listen to him, and what a great guy he was. He had the best way of rhyming and also the most simple, childlike, real faith, I think, of anybody I ever met. And I was fortunate enough to sit under, I think, two or three multi-day sessions with him. An astonishing man. But I read everything, including his giant newspaper that he sent out, which was just astonishing. The end of liberty is upon us. You cannot regain liberty. Go look at what the founding fathers said. Once it's lost, it can't be regained. You can't. We've been manipulated out of every blessing. The silence and the puke pits are responsible for it. And yet people still go. Joel Osteen just came out with a new book. It's a physical statement of fact. It's time to dream again. Well, let me give my interpretation. Yeah, go back to sleep, because you'll never wake up once this happens.
Do night terrors count? I'm joking, you know.
Well, you know, I don't think it's a joke. Or nightmares, M-A-R-E-S, or night terrors. You shall not be afraid of the terror that comes. Look, I'm getting people on my email that are now starting to freak out. They're starting to freak out because they're encountering the supernatural. They're encountering little creatures. They're encountering fallen angels. They're encountering entities that are on top of them. Now, these aren't Christians. These aren't fire Christians. I don't know the depth of their walk.
Steve, we only have about 2 minutes left, but real quick, have you noticed... and I'm going to toss some names out here. People like Jack Posobiec, social media influencers, are people that have platforms so much bigger that encompass millions. Steve Bannon, Dan Bongino, and several others, very high profile names. They're starting to recognize that we're involved in a spiritual war, and they're stating it as fact, and they're talking about our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Have you noticed that? It's just begun to really take traction.
Yeah. I know that Joe Rogan, and, he's the second biggest guy on talk radio.
Yeah.
And I don't know Joe Rogan, but I know he's talking about Jesus. Alex is the biggest, and he's talking about Jesus. He's openly. See, when you come to the end of understanding everything, Doug, it's a spiritual battle. The United States is under divine judgment. Well, what about 2 Chronicles 7:14? God gave America almost a quarter of a century to put that into place. If his people who are called by his name will humble themselves, turn from their wicked ways, seek God's face, then will he heal the nation. It's not happening. Ladies and gentlemen, get what you're going to get in precious metals. Get what you're going to get from the satellite phone store. BeReady123.com. Thank you, Doug. God bless everybody.
God bless you, Steve. That was Steve Quayle, stevequayle.com. Please, folks, support his efforts. Make sure you bookmark stevequayle.com. And with that, wow, powerful show. Spread this around social media and elsewhere. God bless you.